You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Happy birthday, dude.
Hey, thank you, brother.
All right, take it away.
Well, I wouldn't want to have to go through that. That to me would not be a birthday gift, because I really enjoy the comfort of what we have. Like, you do the thing, we talk about what to talk about, and then you lay it out. I pepper you, you pepper me, and pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen, it's the weekend. So let's just keep it normal. Let's keep it how we do it. And maybe we can do a Dan Dibley birthday edition of Higher or Lower later today. Put you and Lucas and Grandy to the test. Grandy's the champ now. The champ.
90 more seconds. Keep going.
No, you talk. You talk. You keep talking. I'm not doing this. We're not doing this, Willard. You do your usual 3.5-minute monologue. I'll chime in. You'll knife in, and we'll keep doing what we do. Come on.
70 seconds.
I can't do it.
Okay. All right. No, I won't do that. No, happy birthday,
hey,
dude.
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
I never know what to say when you get to, and I don't mean this because we're in our 50s. It's really kind of true. Once you're, I think, about 25, it doesn't matter anymore. You know what I mean? The milestones, 30, 40, 50, whatever. Okay, you'll probably do something special there. That's great. But, like, it doesn't matter. You're an adult. It's not like we're waiting to be able to buy alcohol or go to a casino or rent a car or vote or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. So people just come up with these silly things. Do you feel older? How does it feel to be 57? I got to imagine it feels the exact same as it did yesterday when you were 56.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Other than I'm having a donut. And thank you for bringing in donuts.
Of course.
That is awesome. And I love donuts. And the older you get, the more you try to, you know, limit what you get into donut-wise.
Not today.
Not today. Not today, my brother.
It was actually fun for you to admit to me that we share a donut, what's the word?
Affinity?
There you go. Yeah. I like affinity. The chocolate old-fashioned, because normally that's kind of something that happens when someone comes around with a dozen donuts is you're like, a chocolate old fashioned is something that a lot of you stick two of in a dozen donuts. And now there's a competition and a race. And I don't like to be that guy. I'm not lurking in the corner at the office like as soon as the box opens, going to run over there because I have to get one of the old fashions because someone might take it. So it was really fun for you to say that.
Yeah.
I didn't do the whole dozen.
No.
But when the fine folks over at Bob's Donuts are like, what do you want? At first, they're like, would you like us to just put together an assortment? I'm like, are you nuts? Do you think I've never been here before? No, I'm not letting you choose the donuts. Lay out. I'll tell you what's going to be in there.
Right.
And I said, you can start by making half of this dozen chocolate old fashions.
Mm, there you go.
And then when we're done with that, we're probably going to make half of the other half maple old fashioned.
Smart.
Because my guy is an old fashioned guy.
Yep.
And that is what we're doing. And thank you for putting this box together for us.
Fantastic work. And
thanks.
It just reminded me of.
There were plenty of old fashions for everybody.
It's like quarterbacks in the first round of an NFL draft. You're going to have a bunch of them and you go ahead and expect it. Now, unlike quarterbacks in an NFL draft, these donuts are all going to be good. They're all going to be yes. all pro
yeah.
and probably Hall of Famers. Unlike some drafts such as the Trevor Lawrence draft where you had a bunch of those chocolate old fashions go in the first round. A couple of them were stale.
They were all
dry. A couple
of
them fell apart. Yeah, there was a dry one.
Like, I don't like this donut shop.
Yeah. Turns out that was a bad donut shop, but thank you. I got the maple old fashioned here on deck. It will be a two donut Friday.
Good for you.
And I admit that knowing that my wife is still at work.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah. Maple is the fallback, by the way. I told because Lucas took a maple, and I'm like, people who pick maple know what they're doing. They just do.
It's like taking an offensive tackle in the first round.
Exactly right. It's like you may someone else may look at you sideways, but you're right, and they're wrong, and that's just life.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy birthday to you,
thank
dude.
You, Mark.
Do you feel older?
No, but when I you when you wake up and you think
question.
About it, it's like 57,
yeah.
and you step back from 57 because I feel like I'm the same person I've always been when I was at 8, 14, 22, and all the way through. But the reality is I'm 57.
I will say this. Don't take offense to it at all. It's just life. We all get there. I have my own definition for every decade, and by my definition, you are now in your late 50s.
That's fair. That's fair.
Just my definition.
Yeah.
I'm a 50, 51, 52, 53 is early.
Mm-hmm.
54, 55, 56 is mid. 57, 58, 59 is late.
That's fair.
That's just me.
Because, I mean, really, 59 is the end of the 50s.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, and then 56 is kind of the swing year. It can either be middle or late, but 57... unequivocally,
yeah.
is on the late side.
You're on the back third, yeah.
The worst part about being 57 is when other people die. And you look and it's like, so-and-so passed away today at 71. And it's like, oh, I only have 14 more.
Not that far.
Or somebody dies at 62 and it's
yeah,
like,
but
you know what I mean? That's
you know
the one that...
Mental
yeah.
trick. Mental trick that I do with myself on this. Because everybody feels like life goes too fast and... All of you families who are sending kids off to college, this is part of what we're talking about. I know it feels like you had the kid just arrive at your house yesterday.
Well, I did.
But you're different.
Yeah.
Anyway, but also there's a way you could look at it where it doesn't. So if 14 years from now feels like it's coming really quick, think back to 43 and think about how long ago that feels and how much stuff has happened between 43 and 57.
Yeah.
How many lives have you lived since 43?
Well, 14 years ago today, we were 2 weeks into this brand new station. I was doing mornings with Whitey and Kreidler.
Great way to say it.
And,
this entire radio station's only 14.
And since then, I've lost the job, got it back, and been on 5 different shows in 3 different buildings. So...
You got a long time, brother.
Lost my hair and got gray.
Plus, I'm going to take the over on you in 71.
I like
yeah,
my chances.
I'm
going to
take the over.
It just, that's the one thing about, you know, being as old as I am. Thank you. Kakoosh. When somebody does pass
we're
away.
We're not fading the difference here.
Do not fade it. Go ahead.
When somebody does pass, invariably, you do the math and
sure,
it's like,
sure,
oh my
sure.
God, if I only make it to there, that's only X amount of years away. So that's the hard part. And that should have been what's bugging me, but that's a little too morbid.
I mean, exactly. Because the other thing is, and aren't we all taught this, like, just be super, super happy that you're here today.
No doubt.
Because tomorrow's not promised. So
yeah. The other thing about the algorithm is all the ads that I get for, you know, get fit over 50 with the chair exercises 5 minutes a day. And it's like, I'm not doing that.
No,
okay?
Just call Christy.
Yeah.
Call my wife.
Yeah.
She'll take care of you.
Yeah, she told me I got a freebie coming, yeah, so I right. may get in there for that, that electroshock fitness or whatever it is.
It's not shock.
I know what it is. It's basically stim and all that. I'll let you know.
Electromuscular stimulation.
There you go.
And you know what that is.
It's a stimulation sensation.
You're damn right it is. You're damn right it is.
Cha-ching!
All right, speaking of quarterbacks like we were, the NFL Top 100, which is literally built basically for us. It's built for August, so sports media people can shout about it and argue with one another, even though it's a completely just like whatever figment of someone's imagination. The NFL Top 100 came out with its decade number three, if you will, 31 through 40, and number 31 on the NFL 100 is a name you know. It is tight end George Kittle. I think if my math has me, he's the fourth 49er to be named in the top 100.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey, Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, and now George Kittle have all been named. We assume Fred Warner is still coming somewhere in that top 30. And we very much know that because we have not seen his name yet, you're not going to see Brock Purdy at all in the top 100. And I might surprise some people right now. Might surprise some people with this. He shouldn't be in the top 100.
Yeah.
He shouldn't.
Well, based on...
He's not one of the 100 best NFL players.
Is he better than Tua, who's 91st?
I think so.
Is he better than Dak, who's 79th?
Well, the fact that C.J. Stroud is 39th, it's like, but whatever.
Sam Darnold is number 72.
Great. This isn't even an argument about the quarterbacks who are on there, who in my opinion either should or shouldn't be. I don't think Brock Purdy is one of the 100 best players in the NFL. And a lot of you will go, why the hell would you give him $52-53 million? That's stupid if he's not one of the best 100 players in the NFL. Here's what I will say. He is one of the 15 most important players in the NFL, though. He's not one of the best 100, but he's one of the 15 most important. And that is why quarterbacks get paid what they're paid. I don't need, the Niners don't need Brock Purdy to be one of the 100 best players in the NFL. What they need him to be is Brock. They need him to be good. They need him to be the best version of himself. The best version of himself is good enough. He plays the most important position in the sport. Therefore, its importance is elevated, even though you might look at a cornerback or a linebacker or an offensive tackle on another team and go, well, that player, that's a better player. That player's more dominant at their position than Brock is at theirs. But those players are not having the same amount of an effect on the outcome of their team's football games like Brock is.
Well, and if Brock is just good, not extraordinary, if he's good and McCaffrey's healthy and the defense can stop the run, then yeah, Brock can be back on this list next year. And I don't think that the Niners ask of Brock the same thing that other teams ask of their quarterback. And you've got 9 on the list so far, 30 spots yet left to go. You're going to see Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes. They're all still to come. Matthew Stafford probably is still to come. And Josh Allen.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So that right there, and Jaden Daniels.
For sure.
That's 5 more quarterbacks, and we have 9 on the list. So 14 quarterbacks will be on the list, and Brock Purdy won't?
Right, but like, again, it's almost like look at an NFL draft and look what happens to the quarterbacks. Go back to the year that Carson Wentz and Jared Goff were the top 2 picks in the draft. Does anybody in the world look at those 2 players and go, these are the 2 best football players on the planet? Of course not, but they're quarterbacks, so they're more important. That's all. I mean, that's just the way I kind of like define it.
And Jared Goff hasn't been named either. He'll probably be top 32.
Which he's not. He's not one of the best, he's one of the 10 most important players in the NFL.
Yeah.
Unequivocally.
Especially this year with a new coordinator.
You know who's like great on the Lions is his right tackle, Penei Sewell.
Yep.
He's a great, like legitimately great football player. All right, tell the Lions, you have to give one of them away. Sewell or Goff? Who are you giving away?
They're probably giving away Goff.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I think they'd totally give away Sewell.
I think Sewell's much less replaceable than Jared Goff is.
I don't agree. And the crowd, the entire crowd is not chanting Penn A. Sewell.
I get it.
Penn A. Sewell. They're chanting Jared Goff. That's the guy.
We'll see who winds up higher on the list among those two, because neither has been listed. Stafford already has been listed. Oh, I apologize. Okay. Yeah, 59, but no
really?
Sewell. Yeah.
Stafford is 20 spots behind CJ Stroud?
Yeah.
Who's making this list?
Somebody at the NFL.
All right. Anyway, Valkyries play today. They're coming up in 2 hours. Valkyries and the Chicago Sky. Now, Angel Reese is hurt, right? No Angel Reese tonight? 4:30, Valkyries, Chicago Sky, as they continue to try to move up in the playoff picture. The game is on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app. Search Valkyries. We're also sponsored by Cars for Kids. Cars with a K. We're going to have a lot of fantasy draft stuff for you today. A lot of you have your drafts this weekend, you early birds. I got one tomorrow. 888-957-9570. We'll tell you more about that coming up. It's Willard and Dibs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Aaron Schatz is going to join us at 4:15. Schatz was part of a panel that included Lewis Riddick with ESPN, and they put together a piece of content just earlier this week that looks at the next 3 years of the NFL. And basically, let's rank the teams based on their current situation and what their three-year outlook is. I think they had the Niners at eighth.
Eighth overall. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Especially when you think about 3 years from now, you're probably going to need, between now and then, a left tackle. I mean, Trent said he wants to play as long as he can play, but he'll be 40 in 3 years. I think Fred Warner would be near the end at that point at 33. Kittle would be 35. McCaffrey would be 33. So when you think about in 3 years, like, you're going to probably have to replace all of them. Purdy will still be under contract making that chicken. Ayuk would be probably elsewhere by then, or healthy and good enough to where he's become a next level guy. And then you look at all these youngsters that you have, they're all going to be either extended or kept, or, you know, new guys will take their place.
How y'all feel about, like, we spent so much time talking about the Niners this year. How do y'all feel about the future, but short term? The short term future of the 49ers right now. I mean, my sort of like comfort in all of this, and I do hear it in Kyle Shanahan's voice, even though yesterday we spoke a lot about how where the Niners are tempering expectations. They're trying to remind people, we're not rebuilding, but boy, we've had to retool a lot. We've got a lot of young guys. We're not going to know how good they are until midseason, maybe even next season. You hope that they get better each week. All these kinds of quotes, right? So they're out there tempering enthusiasm. But at the same time, I do know that the 49ers, when this particular regime took them over, they were the worst team in the league. They were the worst roster in the league. They waltzed in and they replaced just about everybody in the starting lineup on both sides of the ball, save a couple people here or there. So what I'm saying is, this is the group who did this once before, and they did it at a time where it was much harder. It was much harder than it is now, because that group did not have a bunch of good players on the team. This group has a bunch of good players on the team. So this is a smaller job, and you do it on the fly a little bit more. And last time they were able to take that from the worst team in the league to the Super Bowl in 2 years. And so I'm not saying that it'll be perfect this time around, but I already know that this group can do it. They did it once when it was way harder than it is now. I think that that's got to be a comforting feeling for 49er fans. This group knows how to roster construct, despite all of the misses in the early rounds of the draft that many of you will point out.
Right. And I don't, well, a couple of things. One, they weren't the worst team in the league. Cleveland was 1-15, which is why the Niners picked second. So,
worst roster in the league, in my opinion. Perhaps. Is what I was
I'd have to look at the Cleveland roster, because my gut tells me that Cleveland's roster was somehow worse. But Shanahan said it in that cut. We've all played for a couple of days about them changing out everyone on offense and stuff except for Joe Staley. And the defense was the same. And it took a couple of years to get it rolling. But it did help that you had the number two overall pick, and you did have some high first round picks, but yeah, roster construction wise, they've been able to do it, and they've actually made two runs at the Lombardi over his tenure, and they've done it with two different quarterbacks, and they've done it with, you know, two different core running back guys. McCaffrey was a part of one, but not the other. Kittle's one of the only people offensively to be a part of both of them, and so yeah, I give them a lot of faith. I have faith that they can do it again, and honestly, it should already be underway. Last year's draft class was good enough to where you have a lot of those guys as starters now. If this draft class, with more players that you picked, can be that good, well, then the reload, so to speak, is already underway.
I'll say this, and this is not a rational thought. It is just a feeling. You ever get the feeling where you're just, you know, it's almost like that whenever you leave for vacation, you're like, damn it, I feel like I left something at home. Probably not. Maybe. So what if you did? You can buy a new toothbrush when you get there. But we have those gut feelings, and I don't know what it was, but I woke up today and I went, what if this is heading a complete different direction than what I think a lot of people are thinking right now? I think that there is a sort of cautious optimism about the Niners. But there's also this, like, woo, there's a lot of question marks, and definitely early in the year, there's going to be some holes, and they'll probably lead to some lost games there. The wide receiver core is a mess. We don't even really know who's starting at half the defensive positions. It's probably going to be a problem. But I woke up today and I went, you know what? What if this does mimic the first time that Kyle Shanahan sort of built a roster? And everybody thought they were going to go 5-11. And they came out and went to the Super Bowl, and they were phenomenal. Like, they were really good. They didn't lose a game, I think, until week 9.
Yep.
They were fantastic. And I was like, what if that happens? What if Williams and West and or Collins and Siegel at safety, like, what if they're a bunch of studs? And what if Mustafa gets added back to this, and Ayuk gets added back to this, and Pearsall pops and Christian stays healthy, and like, what if the Niners are fantastic? And so I'm thinking that, and I'm crossing the bridge, and then Evan and Goo have Lo Neal on. Your boy comes on, and this is an incredibly small sample, but he pointed something out. Do you realize that last week we had what felt like to me an avalanche of concern based on the fact that the 49ers got whipped around joint practice
right.
with the Broncos? They did, right?
Sure.
Shasky called in and everything was a problem. But there's been no talk about the fact that 2 days later, they played an actual game. And the Niners twos played the Broncos ones for an entire quarter of football. And as Lo Neal, his words not mine, on both sides of the ball, totally dominated the Denver Broncos.
Right.
To a 9-0 score at the end of one quarter.
But what about our threes, Mark? Our threes couldn't stand up.
What about the threes? They're going to get cut. That's what's going to happen to the threes. So is that fair? Do you feel the same way? Did we have way more discussion about the first 27 minutes of a joint practice than we did about the first 15 minutes of an actual game that went the exact opposite direction?
Yeah, we probably did, but I'm always of the mind where preseason results don't matter. Joint practices, and apologies to Elliot Shore Parks of the Philadelphia Eagles,
oh my God,
put out that Sirianni, they're 10-3 in joint practices.
That was one of the more embarrassing tweets I've ever seen.
Without a doubt. And if you don't know what we're talking about, he personally has graded every joint practice under Sirianni, and he decides who wins the joint practice, which is comical in and of itself, but then to put out a record based on your observations is embarrassing. So I look at joint practices and I think about how players look in one-on-ones. I'm not there. I lean on the experts who see it. And, you know, you hear a lot about Sebastian Valdez, and I can't wait to see him in another game. He's the guy who's about 5'11", 300, and he's exactly what they kind of need, a real space eater in the A-gap, and three technique, as Lo was talking earlier. And so when we get into another preseason game, all of that matters a little bit. Then you get to week one, and we're going to find out exactly what this team is all about.
Can I read this tweet to you? Elliot Shore Parks. He's an Eagles reporter for WIP in Philadelphia.
Sister station, right?
Yeah.
We should have him on.
Yeah, well, or not, because, you know, and Elliot does this, and that's fine. Elliot is a little bit of a social media flamethrower, if you will. And
it's pom-poms, too, when it comes to the Eagles.
And that's fine. Like, whatever. Like, we've all got our perspective, but this is such, I don't even know if he meant this to be some sort of a fireball. But listen to this. I don't even understand what the first sentence means, to be honest with you. This is what he wrote. Sirianni and Hurts are now 10-3 in joint practices after splitting with the Cleveland Browns. What does that mean? Splitting.
I think that
means
they
have multiple joint practices?
Normally when you have a joint practice, it's your ones on offense against their ones on defense, and then your ones on defense against their ones on offense.
So he's saying maybe that they won on offense but not on defense, or vice versa?
I think that's what he's saying, yeah.
Okay,
unless they did 2 days of joint practices.
Right, but he only references Sirianni and Hurts. Jalen Hurts cannot lose on defense. He doesn't play on that side of the ball.
He's unbeaten.
Right. So I don't, like, first question, what are you talking about? And then once we get that answer, which we won't, then he jumps to this. Their 77% winning percentage in joint practices is slightly higher than their 73% winning percentage in the regular season. Bottom line, Sirianni and Hurts win at a crazy high percentage. And I'm like, first of all, is there any other human on planet Earth that is assessing wins and losses to joint practices?
I can't tell you guys how he's exactly weighing a split, if it's offense versus defense, yeah, or whatever. Teams do 2 days of joint practices. Okay. The Niners used to do it. Shanahan has moved away from it because he has always thought the team that loses day one comes out in game day two and just picks fights the whole practice. Right. So it hasn't been worth it.
I think
teams still do 2 days of joint practice.
Okay, because Shanahan actually has done a lot of, you know, he sort of got the guys ready for this Raiders joint practice by saying, they're going to try to fight you. Let's not fight you. Little did he know that Evan Giddings was going to spend an hour of his show talking about how he's ticked off that there are no fights in the joint practices. And I'm like, I get the concept of what he's saying,
right,
is that he wants them to show some fight, and therefore fights show that they've got a little bit of that dog in them. But I also think that's a dangerous proposition. And if I'm a veteran team, I am not interested in, for instance, putting Trent Williams out there so that Max Crosby can fight him and put him in harm's way in the preseason, right, when 20 guys are already missing.
And that's the other part of it, is they can't afford to have guys get ejected from practice because they're running thin already. And listening to Evan, and Lo Neal kind of backed him up, and so I'll give him a little bit more credence based on that, because Lo Neal from the old school, yeah, in camp, you would fight. But what it made me think about, Mark, is that we don't fight in sports at all, ever. Think about baseball bench-clearing brawls.
Yeah.
We don't clear the benches anymore.
Wow.
Sometimes we clear the benches, and then we mill around. It used to be where, think about, Morse and Samardzija, where
right,
Morse comes flying in and lights up Samardzija, and one of them ended up missing time.
Well,
and
no, yeah, that was
his own guy.
Yeah, was that the
Bryce
Hunter Strickland,
Harper.
Bryce, yeah, Harper thing?
It, yeah, ended Morse's career.
It ended Morse's career, right? But even then, even back then, that was a good one. But the majority of baseball fights,
they're gone. Are
people just pushing their chest out and being like, I'll meet you outside. No, I'll meet you outside. Okay,
we don't even see the batter charge the mound anymore.
No.
And in basketball, we don't fight anymore. We might like get together and dance, or Draymond Green might choke a Frenchman, but...
And then you get suspended for an entire month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the idea of fighting in pro sports, it's kind of gone the way of the dodo bird, except for hockey, where,
right,
I got these gloves and I'm going to drop them.
Yeah.
And
because
that's what we do.
And that's, by the way, I think a lot of people romanticize that. Hockey doesn't let them fight because they think it's cool. Hockey lets them fight because hockey players have weapons in their hands at all times. And the thought is if you don't create a space for them to get their competitive energy out, somebody is going to whack somebody with a stick and somebody's going to get killed.
And we've seen it.
Right. So that's why, and you even see when they fight, there's like rules. You have to, okay, put the sticks down, put your gloves down, nobody falls down, you hold each other up, and do it. It's like no one's going to get hurt doing that. By the way, and nobody else can come to the party one-on-one. If we get to 2-on-1, that's it.
Well, this year in the playoffs, in one of the series, we actually had a 5-on-5 where everybody on the ice fought.
Well, you can do Sharks and Jets if you want. Yeah. You can all dance with each other.
West Side Story.
God, how old are we? Anyway, you can do that if you want,
yep,
but you can't actually have five people scrum on top of each other on the ground, rolling around. Like, no, you can't do that. So, yeah, I'm with you. Did you see the Cowboys? Schottenheimer stopped a practice 2 weeks ago because there were training camp fights between his own players. And he said, do you guys want to fight? Is that what you want to do? You want to fight? If you don't stop fighting, I have an idea. Tell you what, we're just not going to practice anymore. Here's what we're going to do. It's a three-letter word. It's called run. Bye. Run.
It's one of your favorites. Take a lap.
Now. And don't stop until I tell you to.
Ready, go.
Dude, I got PTSD because of my high school basketball coach. San Mateo High School. He used to go, big lap, go.
Big
and
lap go.
That was it. And big lap go meant you were running around the entire school.
Yep.
Off the school grounds. And this is a major city block, four square in San Mateo. And dude, it was like brutal. And it, that
in your
meant,
basketball shoes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you guys stink. You're running the wrong way. Big lap go. And you know what? It got our attention.
Yep.
Because you didn't want a big lap go.
No.
I want a big lap no.
That's right.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, I mean, fighting, fine. If you want to fight, go ahead and fight. But I don't think that it serves much of a purpose. But to Grandy's point about two-day joint practices, day two is when that stuff starts to percolate. Totally. Unless you're Michael Penix Jr. and you're trash-talking after a touchdown pass, and now I'm going to be a second-year tough guy, and I'm going to get into it with you. All right, go ahead and, you know, fire away. We're all competitive, and come September, there's not going to be any real fights in an NFL game because you can't afford to get ejected.
I'd love to hear all the quarterbacks get mic'd up. This is a complete quick aside, but I feel like quarterback trash talk is something that people don't know a whole hell of a lot about because every quarterback is wired differently. Do you remember when Andrew Luck was mic'd up? And they, like, if you don't know this, Andrew Luck was a wackadoodle. Not in trash talk, but almost like overly nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Somebody would plow their helmet into his chest and he'd be on the ground. He'd be like, great hit. He's just a great hit. And then you'd slap him on the back of the head and he'd be like, nice job. Good to see you. Like he was crazy. It wasn't trash talk, but it almost worked out that way because, like, you're trying to intimidate this guy and he's just over there complimenting you.
Yeah.
It came
Mahomes
off as really
does the
weird.
Same thing.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Mahomes is a little bit more trashy and he's got that Kermit voice.
Yep.
But I feel like most of us in our mind, we think the quarterback is just like, he's just there and he celebrates. And the trash talk is between all the skill position guys on both sides of the ball. But dude, Brady was a huge trash talker. And then I think there's others who don't say a damn word. Seeing all this Netflix stuff about Kirk Cousins is weird. He says all kinds of stuff out there, but he's so like wholesome
yep.
and nerdy that it's like it would never land. I don't know, man. They're all very cut from different cloths. I think they should all be mic'd up.
Yeah. I mean, more mics would be great on the field. And, you know, the more of that access that you don't normally get, the better as a fan, you know?
No doubt. But anyway, I thought that was a very weird. I've never heard it pitched that way. 77% sure. winning percentage in joint practices.
It's nonsense.
I don't get it.
Yeah, but. And you were talking earlier about the Niners and
yeah.
this year.
3 years.
Right.
And how do you feel about the next 3 years in terms of like an optimism or pessimism meter?
Well, think about the first 3 years since they took over. The first year they started out 0-9 and they wound up 6-10. Then Garoppolo gets hurt and you go 4-12. And off that year, you get into 2019, and you won your first 8, and you went to the Super Bowl. So that was kind of that 3-year window, and in that, you got Jimmy Garoppolo, and he did well in the end of the first year. You signed him, and he got hurt, and that was a bummer, and then he came back in year 3, and you went to the Super Bowl, and it's interesting. I'm looking at just the first game of the year against Tampa, and Jimmy Garoppolo was kind of like what you would expect, 166 yards passing, one touchdown, one pick. Mostert ran for 40, Breida 37, Coleman 23. They had 3 interceptions and 2 pick sixes. Richard Sherman to the house,
yep.
Akello Weatherspoon to the house. And so that team, Robert Saleh as your DC, had an amazing defense, a nasty D. So Jimmy Garoppolo could win games throwing for a 166, you barely got to 100 yards on the ground. You won 31-17 because your defense had 3 takeaways. So it makes me think about this year and your point about Brock. Brock doesn't have to be a top 100 NFL player
nope.
if the defense is really good and you're able to not turn the ball over.
See, I think, though, that sometimes we sort of make the mistake of thinking if a defense is really good, the only way to have that happen is to have dominant players at every position. And that's just not the case. Go to that defense that you just brought up, right? The 49ers went to the Super Bowl in 2019. Do you remember how many interceptions they had the year before that?
I think it was 2.
Correct.
It was 2.
Do you know how many changes they had in the secondary to the following year when they went to the Super Bowl? I'm pretty sure it was none. It was the...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
The same people.
Was Sherm on that team that had two picks?
Believe so. And you can look it up. I might be wrong on. I'm not, you know, one of these, like, I remember the roster ever, from
right. 20,
yeah, like, but it was pretty much the same personnel. And all of a sudden, they were phenomenal, productive secondary. And the main reason was is that Nick Bosa was on the team. And they were chasing the quarterback at a completely different rate. They were also playing those last place type schedules. And things like that. And so Robert Saleh is a phenomenal defensive coordinator. Nick Sorensen is not. Steve Wilks is, but was ill-fitting, in my opinion, and I think theirs. And so, I firmly believe this is maybe one of the most important things about this year's 49ers. This is the first time in 3 years that I believe they will play complementary football correctly. Their defensive coordinator knows what he's doing with this group in this system, had a hand in drafting these players, is working with them, is not going to keep it vanilla, and I just think you're going to get a totally different level of productivity from this defense, particularly because of the quarterbacks they're going against, who largely aren't great. And that changes everything in terms of what the other side of the ball has to do to win a football game.
Yeah, Sherm was on that 2018 team, and the next year you added Bosa, and you had you still had DeForest Buckner and Armstead, and you had Fred Warner, and you had Greenlaw as a rookie. And
you rushed the passer.
You had Keller Witherspoon. Yeah, you rushed the passer. Your front seven was disruptive, and that's what this team needs to be to play that complementary football.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Dibs' birthday, everybody. The man is 50 years old.
You can
old.
Say it.
I know. 57 years old. Happy birthday.
Really?
57.
Good Lord.
Like a bottle of Heinz over there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr did say something super interesting to Shane Battier on his podcast. We've got that next hour. Also, coming up later on in the show, and I want to totally lay into this next so that we can set it up and do it right. But some of you, not all of you, some of you are going to start to get into fantasy drafts this weekend. So we're thinking in the 5 o'clock hour, we need to mock this first round. We need to mock the entire first round. And I'll take a spot, and Dibs will take a spot, and Grandy and Lucas, but we're going to need some of you to take a spot. So don't call now, but we'll figure this all out and lay it out for you coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.